From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show. Excited about bringing you back 6 years today. We're going to show a best of show from 2018. And it's Thanksgiving, and so I just wanted to do a little special shout out to all those people that are out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life, and of course all those out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship, and the people that are working on the Backyard Advantage, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs. That's what we are about these days. And just shout out to all you that are supporting. And I'm wearing my Allegiant Vets shirt in solidarity with the people that are out there, the veterans out there. I got my five-star mug out because these guys are key to the Backyard Advantage. They are right at the heart of the Backyard Advantage. And I'm wearing a mustache, and that is in solidarity and in support for those men out there that are battling, you know, disease and tough things in their life. And, you know, things are catching on. The Backyard Advantage is catching on. And this mustache thing is in November. It's called Movember Mustache Month. And it's caught on too. It started in Australia several years ago with some firefighters did this for men's health, for their buddies. And this made it all the way out here to the United States. And so I do a mustache every year in November. So I hope you enjoy the show today. It's definitely a throwback show with me and my son, Marcus. Marcus was the guy that helped me start the show. So anyway, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Yes, we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. We are entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, one entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time, and we all know that that conversation, it begins with one simple question. I am here with my main man, Marcus Haney, the Marine Entrepreneur. Are you hanging or banging?
I am banging. Love the shirt. Love the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
fired up to be here today.
All-American shirt for those out there in Radio Land. I am wearing the All-American shirt because, I consider myself the entrepreneur next door as the Marine Corps guy, right? You're always All-American, right?
Absolutely. I'm working on the Battle for Veterans piece, trying to help out these veterans getting that next position in their life.
I know. Well, I mean, we all struggle, I think, at times to be at our very best at our very best opportunity, right? That's banging. We all love our hang time, our downtime. But I mean, we struggle, right? Whether you're a guy getting out of the military, yeah, you got to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life, or you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, and it's like, well, where do I start? I mean, there are these struggles, these obstacles. But I think, Marcus, and wouldn't you agree that we all entrepreneurs, all people, once you decide what you want to do, I call that the obsession, right? And these dreams, they start off with this obsession, right? And once you lock on and decide it's go time, right, you figure out that there's also a bunch of obstacles. It's never easy. It's like, wow, man, obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. But if you overcome enough of these obstacles, it creates incredible opportunity for our family, our friends, our community. Yes, if anything is possible, if we come overcome enough of these obstacles.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. And, you know, starting Haney Industrial Supply along the line, there's things that I didn't even know I didn't know yet, right? Yeah. And when you're starting a business and you're trying to put it all together and, you know, like we always talk about, surround yourself with right people. And in my case, I didn't have anybody who knew how to help me in that case.
Solopreneur is a Marine and you're transitioning. And I think here it is, it's, Thanksgiving Day weekend. It is a time, as usual, to be thinking about gratitude. Who were grateful for? For me, it's my family, right? You, Marcus, your mom, your sister, your guys' kids. It's my friends, the people I work with every day, my business partners, the guys that I played Little League with. These are my friends. And then, of course, it's my community. I have so much appreciation for my hometown, the town that raised me, whether it be on the football or baseball field or maybe through the hard knocks of entrepreneurship. I'm appreciative appreciative, even though it hasn't been easy.
And we are so appreciative for you out there listening to the show, sticking by our side these last 3.5 years. It's been an incredible journey going through this this thing with you.
It has.
Dad,
so. And we started off on a sports talk station.
Yeah.
Now I've moved to the business side of things. I think we're a little bit more in our lane. But, you know, I think our show is kind of different, right? We're one of those shows that really tries to bring out stories, tries to get the real world knowledge. And because I think there's only so much you can do from a book, right? You can't learn how to be an entrepreneur simply by reading the manual, right?
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like being a Marine. Right? The manual doesn't give you all the information on how to go break things and kill people. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. They try your best to give you as much information and as much strategy as possible. When the bullets start flying, everything else changes.
Yeah, it's best to, the best way to learn is by actually getting on the battlefield, getting in the game, if you will, just starting your dream, starting that obsession. Second best way to learn, I think, is by talking to people who have actually been there, done that. That's what we try to do. We share our stories. You're an up-and-coming entrepreneur. Here I am, a more seasoned entrepreneur. But you know what? The things that we go through, they're all the same. These obstacles, there's so many similarities, I think, with the obstacles. But then there's also a lot of similarities in the way these things turn into things we can become grateful for, right? The opportunities.
Right. That's what I say. Or grateful for the team that you have surrounded by you. But, you know, why is it so important for entrepreneurs to have gratitude towards their team, their customers, all that?
Well, I think that's what makes the world go around. People, I've heard so many entrepreneurs tell their story, and it's like they feel best about themselves when they're able to do things for other people, when they show their gratitude toward one another. I know for me, for sure, if I can help somebody, I'd rather help somebody else sometimes than maybe even helping myself. It just feels good inside. And I think it's kind of how a lot of entrepreneurs are built. But, you know, part of these obstacles, too, what I am not so grateful for at times is when I run into this question, how to spend my time. We all know the allocation of our time, allocation of our resources. It's one of the biggest things. But here as entrepreneurs, you know, one might argue that you should fill up your day with meeting after meeting after meeting, opportunity after opportunity. It's a numbers game. Get into as much trouble as you can and then try to figure out a way to get yourself out of it. But that causes stress.
Yeah,
I'm not grateful for stress.
Absolutely not. It also causes, disorganization and, you know, lack of allocating the proper resources, and you're trying to fill holes when you don't necessarily need to fill that hole. And, you know, you don't really even know what banging feels like at that particular juncture, right?
Banging,
you're just
going.
And you can't take a breath and say, oh, man, there's my best opportunity. I'm going to do whatever it takes to attack that.
Yeah, right. We all we know, Bangin's, that you're at your very best, at your very best opportunity. But, I mean, so many times we're so busy, we sort of forget to be at our best. Right?
Yeah, you just kind of get stuck in that wheel a little bit.
Yeah.
How have you developed some skills or strategies around getting yourself to be at that very best? Because I know that you're one of those guys that tries to peak at all the time.
Well, right? I'm always searching for improvement in these areas, in time management and time allocations and things like that. It's never easy. So I've learned a little bit over the years through just trying to jump in and test different things. And, you know, because I found that for me, I'll walk into a meeting and I'm distracted, right? If I book meetings one after another, I'm sort of distracted. I'm not as attentive. And then after the meeting, I'm not as proactive about doing something with what happened at the meeting. And so I don't think I'm at my best if I'm distracted. You know?
No, I definitely get that. I feel that same thing when you go to, you know, a trade show, for an example, and you're there, you're going, and then you walk into another meeting after that, you have a hard time going back and remembering the people, understanding where that new fit's going to be. Maybe you even don't talk to the right people and about the right stuff, which you don't even find the opportunity in the situation, right? So, you know, you're a type of guy who wakes up early and goes to the gym. Do you think that that's helped your strategy along the way?
I think for me, routines are important. Mm-hmm. So whether it be get up early or get up late,
I remember the old saying, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I mean, that's an old adage, but I mean, I've taken it upon myself to kind of live under that, where I try to get up early, I try to be productive first thing, but really it's about routines versus early in the morning or late in the morning or in the evening. I know people who remove all the small decisions from their life and in the form of routines, they find themselves a heck of a lot more productive. You're not sitting there stressing over, you know, where did I put my car keys? They're right. Always in the same place all times. I'm not stressing over, what am I going to wear today? It's always the same type of thing. You create routines and it's nice and easy. You eliminate or minimize as much of these small things as possible. I call it step minimization,
yeah.
Right? Where everybody else in their life is trying to get more steps in, I try to get less steps in.
Do they have a Fitbit for that?
They ought to. It'd be a good project for somebody, because I think we all need to manage our time correctly. I think time allocation, resource allocation, that's the biggest decision entrepreneurs make. And that when we're not at our very best, at our very best opportunity, when we're not banging, right, then we're caught in between. I still agree with a lot of downtime. That is good. But if we're not at our very best, that hurts our success rate.
Absolutely. And sometimes as young entrepreneurs starting out a business, you are the only resource, right? Or there's minimal resource. So it's, you have to put yourself in a position to allocate yourself best. Do you have any best practices surrounding that when you don't have a team to delegate to?
Well, or I think it goes back to gratitude, Marcus. If you give more than you take to the people in your life, guess what? You will be surrounding yourself with people who care about your successes as well. So whether that be in the home life, right, with your kids and your family and your friends, if you give more than you take to those relationships, they will be there to help support you in these other areas in your life that maybe you're not as good at. So there's no question that gratitude and giving more than you take to every relationship, it creates an automatic support system. I've been doing that, attempting to do that for 55 years. Always give a little more than I take when possible to every relationship, and then that way I have my friends are there for me. They know I would do whatever for them, and they would do whatever for me as well.
Oftentimes on this show, I hear people ask you, Mark, how do you do it? And you come back with a wear less hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you go about doing that?
Wear less hats, right? We all have in entrepreneurship, we could be wearing any kind of hat we want. It might be the production hat. It might be the listener hat, the psychiatrist hat for some of our teammates. It might be a sales hat, right? Accounting hat, finance hat, marketing hat. There's so many hats we could be wearing. And I would say we got to figure out through self-assessment which hat fits best on us. And
no doubt,
if you don't know what hat that is, you know, you really need to do some soul searching. Ask some people in your life, right, Marcus? What are you good at? Marcus, what do you think I'm best at? Where should I be spending my time? You know, I think there's people in your life that love you, that know you, they want to help you. And I think they'll be honest enough to give you that straight forward answer about, you know, Dad, I think you're best wearing this hat, and I think you've done that. Hopefully we have that relationship. And I think every entrepreneur out there should be asking themselves that question: which hat fits me the best? And if you don't have, if you're spread wearing all those hats, that's where I start bringing business partners into my life. In my security camera companies and in my video store stuff, I had my younger brother, Paul. He was good at all these things that I wasn't good at. And I was good at bringing in people that filled the gaps that even he and I weren't good at, because I could recruit, just like you, Marcus. We could recruit the right people. And I think that that's so much a key in winning. But still, I think it begs back to the question of how do I do this on a daily basis? Like, what does your day look like? What do your daily routines, habits look like? And, you know, I've put what I call buffers in my life. And what I mean by that is, we've all seen those people, they show up for a meeting and they're not prepared, they're not organized, right? They're not ready to go. Or they'll show up for any opportunity and they're not as ready as what they ought to be. They may even be distracted, right? They're not banging, they're not at their very best. But if you have buffers in your life, then that gives you that time to get yourself ready, right? So, and I don't think it's just time, it's systems. And it's people that help you to get yourself ready. So if you can take out all the things that are really not you being at your very best, at your very best opportunity, eliminate those from your life and have other people help you to do those, that's the buffers, right? If you're driving down the freeway and you start tailgating the car in front of you, and he or she all of a sudden slams on the brakes, and you're tailgating, you don't have any time to make a reaction. Yeah. So you are, you know, you, and if you're distracted, that's really bad, right? So that's when you're unprepared. That's when you show up for a radio show and it, you know, doesn't go so well. But if you give yourself time, right, to get yourself in your head in the game, it only might be a minute if it's something you do all the time. It may be an hour if you need some real prep time. But if you have the time, that's a help. But if you have the people to make it so you don't have to focus on all the little things, right, the systems, so you're not focusing on all the little things, then you as the CEO, you as the entrepreneur, have the opportunity to be the very best when you get into that meeting, when you get into that opportunity to be at your best. So I think that's it. And for me, it does rally around here on Thanksgiving weekend to the people that I'm thankful for, right? You know, I'm thankful for you and your mom, your sister, and our family. And we know I'm thankful to our hometown that we love. But as I try to build this, help build this platform that is a media company and investment company with the dozens of companies that we now own or are invested into, I keep thinking about, wow, how do I divide up my time? There's so many ways that I could be spending my time pulled in so many different directions. Do I block up my calendar, which I do, block up meaning fill my calendar? I do fill my calendar, but how do I deal with it? I have a buffer. Her name is Tammy. Tammy is my personal assistant, and she is my buffer. When I think about getting myself ready for a meeting, getting my calendar dealt with, I always look to Tammy, my buffer. She handles all that stuff that I'm not very good at. I'm not, I don't find that it's my highest and best use, but you know what? Tammy's really good at it, and she makes me way more efficient so that if I walk into a radio program, if I walk into a meeting, if I walk into a speaking opportunity, I'm more likely than not to be at my very best. And if I'm not, well, you know, it's my own dang fault anyway. So, but she helps me get there. So really for everybody out there who doesn't have a Tammy, who doesn't have a buffer, right? You have to figure out a way to carve out the time for yourself so you're not rear-ending the car in front of you. You need to be at your very best, whether you're behind the wheel of a car or you're chasing this game that we call entrepreneurship. You got to have yourself a buffer. And you know what? If you're going to have those people in your life, it's got to start with gratitude. So as much as I wish I showed my gratitude more, I think deep down inside the people that are closest to me know how much I appreciate them. And on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, I just say thank you to Tammy, my buffer. Thank you to my family, my friends, and of course, this hometown that we love. And to all those fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. To the entrepreneurs out there that are battling for entrepreneurship, you know, we wish you the best of luck. To those who fight for our freedom, our security, our way of life, to the 13 stripes and the 50 stars, and to that one opportunity, that one buffer that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you, always by your side.